The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, Isaac, you have a question in Q&A that we just started.
So first question of Q&A.
This is the danger. I'm glad that you told me the question ahead of time. This is the danger of questions ahead of time, because that gives you time to do research and start the gears going, you know? Yeah. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Isaac.
Yeah. It's definitely good.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the idea of Shalom Bayis, and why is that like an explicitly focused on Torah value? And I would contrast that with, for example, having friends, that'll help you in your Torah development. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that's definitely a good idea. And important, and it is talked about by, maybe in the context of Avos or something like that, but it's not I think Shalom Bayis has some halachic implications in some ways, So why is that?
Okay, what were you saying, Chaim, just now? Okay, so I'm going to say something which...
I didn't hear what Chaim said.
Oh, Chaim said that he was just clarifying what you said, right? Okay. Which is other values.
Well, yeah. Meaning when Isaac said making friends, but in Avos it says that, and then a second later he said that too.
Okay, yeah, right. So you're not right. So we're clear on the question. Yeah. So there's this category of Torah ideas where you are brought up to think of this as a Torah idea, and then as you go and you're looking out for it, you're like, is this really a thing? So I don't know, but what I'm going to say is there really a separate thing, or to what extent is there really a separate thing of Shalom Bayis as opposed to Shalom? Okay. Because I think a lot of times when people will call it Shalom Bayis because that's the case that they're talking about, but let's say most recently in Raman Bakius, when we did at the end of Hanukkah, when he uses the example that people talk about in Shalom Bayis, he presents it in the context of Shalom Stam. And in fact, he does universalize it to be Kol HaTorah Kula, that when he says, if you just have the opportunity to buy a near Shabbos or near Beso or near Hanukkah or near Beso Kiddush Hayom or a Shabbos candle and wine for Kiddush, near Beso Kodem, near Beso is first, Mishum Shalom Beso. So he says Shalom Bayis, okay? Shehari Hashem Nimchak La'asos Shalom Bin Ish Lishto, because the name of God is erased to make peace between a man and his wife. That's in the Sota. Gadol HaShalom Shekol HaTorah Nithna La'asos Shalom Ba'olam. Shalom is great because the entire Torah was given to make peace in the world. Shnemar Derechacha Darchei Noam B'chol Nesifoseh HaShalom. So he starts off talking about Shalom Bayis, but he ends up saying that that's an expression of this underlying value of Shalom. Or similarly, people... It's Hayud Amri Inchi. People say you can lie for Shalom Bayis, and they quote the example of Hashem changing Avram's statement, Sarah's statement of my husband is old to when he told it to Avram, saying I am old, right? But if you look at, I think when we looked at that in Raman Bakius, we also saw that that's Mutar Lashanos Mipnei HaShalom, not Mipnei Shalom Bayis, So I'm not denying that there are statements in where the Shalom Bayis is a separate thing. My question is on your, and there's certainly halakha cases where we have certain things for Shalom Bayis. My question is you're asking a question on the value, if I understand you correctly. Is Shalom Bayis a separate value, or is it just a specific case of implementing a value? Yeah, Sean?
It seems like, from what you're saying, and it makes sense that the family is the smallest building block of the world, right of society.
Right.
And so that's going to be the place where the Shalom is going to be the most concentrated.
Right.
So that's why you
also
have
consecrated,
the term Shalom Bayis.
Yeah.
But it is partaking of the overall idea of Shalom.
Correct. Yeah.
What about that line of the Rambam right there? Sharei Hashem Nimchak.
Yeah. So that's great. But then he segues into Gadol HaShalom that the entire Torah was given to make peace in the world, which is like, you know, I mean, he's definitely associating the two concepts, you know, and the way I'm reading it is I'm saying that in other words, if you look at the halakha before where he says you have Ner Hanukkah versus Kiddush Shabbos, Ner Hanukkah wins out because Pirsum Hanes is a greater value. You know, here we're making halakhic decisions based on the like we're prioritizing which mitzvah you can do if you only do one based on like these values. So like he's in a value, talking like in a value framework. And so the fact that like he merges, like, you know, this is not a, even though it says because of Shalom bias, this is not a din in Shalom bias. It's a din in Shalom as a value. I that's how I'm reading it. But yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and then I guess like.
And sorry, but just, by the way, I'm not saying that this is a definite thing. I'm just saying I have yet to see evidence that Shalom bias is a separate concept, you know, then like, for example, there are such things as separate concepts in Shalom, I don't know where I'm quoting this from. Let's say like making peace between you and God, you know, I feel like that is a different thing than peace, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Assuming that this theory is correct. So it makes sense that I think Shalom Bein Ish L'Ish So is specifically talked about, you know, maybe it's specifically talked about more than other cases.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as like, you know, a family being the basic building block of society, if it's a household that has strife, it's extremely destructive and it can block.
So. Yeah, definitely the impact is greater. I mean, both for the kids and for the husband and wife themselves, as we've seen in Mishlei with all the talking about like the bad marriages, you know, the drips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a different question about Shalom.
Okay.
I remember when we talked about Darkei Shalom.
Yeah,
I don't remember what year it was in. You had a good explanation of it that wasn't just, you know, politics.
Yeah,
what was it?
So the explanation was in Hilchos Malachim Milchamos, it's chapter 10, Halacha 10. Ben Noach Shirata Lasos Mitzvah. Hold on a second. I should look for the word Shalom. Yeah. It says in Halacha. Yeah. V'chein Yirelish in Halacha. Is it Halacha? Oh, Yud Beis. V'chein Yirelish Shinogin im Ger Toshav v'derech Eretz Gemilos Chasadim P'Yisrael. So with a Ger Toshav, who is a Ben Noach who formally converts to Torah as Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, it seems like we treat him with Derech Eretz and Gemilos Chasadim just like a Jew. Shari Anu Mitzuvim L'Hachiyosam. We are commanded to sustain him, to give him life. Shnemar, as it says, Lagera Shabish Araka Titzenen of Achala. It says you should give to the stranger in your gates and he will eat. And that's talking about Nevela. Vizesh Amru Chachamim in Kokhin Lahem Shalom. So when the Chachamim say you shouldn't, like, I don't know what this means, shouldn't double Shalom to them, like, hello, hello, you know, I don't know, with Goyim. That's Begoyim. Lo Beger Toshav, not with Ger Toshav. And then he says, Afilu Goyim, Tzivu Chachamim Levakir Choleim. The Chachamim commanded to visit their sick, Likbor Meseim, Im Mesei Yisrael, to bury their dead with the dead of Israel, Lefarnes Aniehem, and to support their poor, Bichlal Aniyeh Yisrael, included with Aniyeh Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. And then here's the proof. Hari Nemar Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. It says God is good to all and merciful to all of His creations. V'Nemar Derechecha Darkei Noam V'Chol Nasi V'Seha Shalom. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its ways are peace. So my argument was for the people who say that we just give, you know, we just do this stuff to Goyim for politics reasons. There is stuff like that. That's like Mipnei Eva. You know, we're worried about like the Goyim retaliating. But you can't point to this and then say, see, that's what we mean when we say God is good to all of His creatures. Like, no, this is Shalom as a Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we support non-Jewish poor, we're implementing Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav, and that's not just politics. Unless you mean politics in the Aristotelian sense, which is allocation of the good on a societal level, you know? But yeah, that was my argument. You have a question, Sean?
Yeah. What is the idea of a Jewish cemetery then?
I actually have never looked into that question. And there's, it's also weird, right? Because there's really three Jewish cemeteries, I believe, right? Anyone know who they are? No. I'm saying like three halachic types of Jewish cemetery. No, for people.
Okay.
I think there's only three. There's for people who, there's for everyone else, all regular Jews. Then there's for people who get executed by Skila and Sreifa. And then there's one for Herig and Chenek.
Oh.
You know, I think. So like, I feel like that always comes up with the, I'm just going to double check that and make sure I'm not, not getting my facts mixed up here. That always comes up with the question of, you know, what are in the top 10 Jewish rumors, halakhic rumors of, is it true they have a tattoo, you can't get buried in a Jewish cemetery? Like, no. And I would say like the only time you can't get buried in a normal Jewish cemetery is if you get Skila or Herig or Chenek.
Or
Sreifa, yeah. Sorry, I was forgetting one. Let me just make sure that this is the correct halakha. In Hillel Sanhedrin, let me just look up Kever. Did I skip it? Hold on. Yeah. Kol Harugi Basin, all those who are executed by Basin, this is in 14:9. Ain Kovrin Osam Bekivros Avoseim Bechlal Yisrael. We don't bury them in the graves of their fathers, included with Klal Yisrael. Ela Shtei Kvaros Masakin Lahen Basin. Basin makes two graves yards, I think, for them. Achas L'Niskalim L'Nisrafin, Achas L'Neharagim L'Nechnekin. Right? V'davar Zeh Halacha Mipi Hashmua. All right. And then the weird thing, nis'achal abasar, once their flesh decomposes, hayu malaktin es ha'atamos, then they would take the bones, v'kovrin osan b'kivros avosem, and then bury them in their father's graves. So they would exhume the bones. V'yish l'krovehen lasos lehem aron v'takrifin. And their relatives can make for them an aron and shrouds. I assume that's for the bones.
For the switching.
Yeah, for the switching, yeah.
That was very common practice, I know, like late Second Temple period.
Yeah.
Like Talmudic.
Uh-huh.
For everyone.
So you mean
that this is a specific halacha here, but like that was the thing that everyone did.
What did you mean to exhume the bones and rebury them?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the only thing I know about the Jewish cemetery thing. I haven't looked into the topic in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And also I think it is a question in that Rambam that I read when he says, what do you say?
It's the same, bury non-Jews with them.
Yeah. Right. So I think the Achronim talk about that when it says, where did he say it? Oh yeah, v'likvor meisim im meisim Yisrael. I think the Achronim talk about what does that mean, that you bury them in Jewish cemeteries, or does that just mean that you engage in burial? Let's see here. Kesef Mishnah upirsh Rashi im meisim Yisrael lo b'kivri Yisrael. Right. So Rashi at least says you don't bury them in Jewish graveyards. Ela misaskim behem im matzalim harugim. In Israel, if you find, let's say, like Jews and non-Jews killed, then you work to bury the non-Jewish dead along with the Jewish dead. V'kas of Haran delishna lav davka. The Ron says it's lav davka. Tu adin kishematzu mesei akum levad shemis asking b'hem mipnei hashalom. Okay, so the Ron says no. Even if you find them by themselves, v'chein lafarnes aniyehim levakir chaleim. V'kas of the hachi mashma b'tosef of Yushami. V'kas of od umikomakam. Loshi who kovrim osam etel Yisrael. So he also says you don't bury them next to the Jews. Ta in kovrim rasha etel tzadik. Maybe that's the idea. Ella lomar shemis askin imahim. Maybe that's the idea. That's interesting. I mean, that is a clue for where to look later on, that we don't bury rishayim next to tzadikim. And I guess we have this presumption kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek olam haba because kulam tzadikim, right? That's the pasuk there quotes for that. Hanani ben Akasha. Yeah.
The question is, I feel what makes a Jewish cemetery. Is it the fact that Jews are in it, or is it something else?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what the halachic designation is of these things. Yeah, I haven't looked into that. Interesting topic. Okay, sorry again. All right. Good. Thank you for coming. Thanks.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.